You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Now, does it ultimately lead to the New York Giants? There's a lot of complications towards this because I think then the discussion that Giant fans may have is, what are you willing to give up? Like, if these discussions between the Steelers and Mike Tomlin lead to a place of, hey, we are going to break it up, we're not going to pick up your option, the Steelers have every right to say, we still have your contract. We'd like to trade you.
Yeah.
The Jets traded Herm Edwards.
And it's like, it's technically 2 years.
Right. Right. With that option.
It's not just one. It's 2 years.
So if you're the Pittsburgh Steelers, especially when you say, how do you find the quarterback? Well, that's how you find the quarterback. You call up a team like the Tennessee Titans or the New York Giants. Obviously, Mike would have to be on board with going there.
Right.
And say, give me that first round pick.
Sean, what did Sean Payton got traded, right?
He did.
What did he get traded for?
The Saints got from the Broncos a first-round pick, which was number 29 overall, a 2024 second-round pick, and then the Saints, in exchange, had to give up a third-round pick with Peyton.
So, I mean, that's some draft equity, man.
It is. Now, it's wow. Would you value that the same or less than trading a top-five pick, which the Giants will have?
Yeah. I don't think 29 is different than top-five.
Yeah.
Right, but not a second and a third, which you also threw into that trade. I'm not including that. I'm saying, would you trade a top five pick for Mike Tomlin? Because I think that's, if this goes the way I feel it's going to go, which is the Steelers opening up, like, hey, we'll trade him.
Right.
They're going to ask for that, rightfully so.
I think you lose out, you get everything from the Jets, and then you trade the Colts pick, then you pull it off.
Ah, you're getting too complicated. Let's assume the Giants don't finish with the number one pick. Let's say they're picking fourth.
Right.
Would you trade the fourth overall pick to the Pittsburgh Steelers for Mike Tomlin?
Probably not.
Probably not. Okay. How about you, Sean?
Yes.
You would do it. Okay. And you, Tommy?
I would not.
You would not do it. Okay. Fair enough.
Would you?
Would I do it if I'm the Giants?
Yes.
I would. I would. I would try to negotiate it down. Like, I want to be fair about this. I would try to play that game of, we're not giving you that, but we'll give you this or this.
Right.
So obviously I would try to play the game, but I do think that a culture changer like Mike Tomlin is worth so much that, yes, he's worth more than, like, think about what you're drafting at number four. And I'm not saying number one overall, because I do think that's a very different discussion.
Likely whoever the impact linebacker is.
Okay.
Like, the best linebacker.
Would you trade an impact linebacker for an impact head coach? The answer is, yeah.
Probably.
Right. So
probably.
Ultimately, if push comes to shove, I would do that. But I really think that this leak to Adam Schefter is all about setting this up, which is the idea of, yeah, they're not going to simply fire him, but they'll be open to trades for him. And then obviously, look, you've made this point for a while, and I trust you when you say, I don't think Mike's going to want to coach if it's not the Steelers. Maybe you're right.
Well, I don't think
Maybe it's a delayed trade. Then.
I don't think he's going to want to coach if it's not in his control. You know what I mean? So it's it'd be one thing if they're firing him just outright. You know what? We've had enough. You've had a great 19 years here, a title. You're constantly in the postseason. You never have sub 500 records, but we're done. It's run its course. See you, Mike Tomlin. Good luck with you. If that happened, I think he'd sit out. I think he would say, fine, I am not wanted. I'm going to take a break and collect myself. I'm 53 years old and figure out what the hell I want to do with the short-term future of my life. And then eventually get back into coaching. But if it's a, what do you need to succeed? We need this quarterback. We need this. Okay, we can't give that to you, but this other team can. Let's talk about how we get you there. That feels like Mike Tomlin's also in control. So if you're in control of your future, you have a much more vested interest in having conversations about your future.
Ultimately,
if you have no control, the last thing you want to do is be told you don't have a job anymore.
Right.
And so it's for Mike Tomlin, he has to be a part of it because I think they owe him the respect to be a part of
it.
No
doubt. That's a part of why I always thought it would end up with the Giants, because I think that if there is a trade.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Something of that nature. I think the Giants and Steelers families have great relationships with each other, as we know.
No, you're right.
And I would think that if Mike Tomlin is going to continue coaching without sitting out a year, he would want the perfect job. And on a lot of levels, the Giant job's pretty damn good. I say that as an IFO. I mean, if you're going to give him the proper control, which I think you would, and so Joe Shane is not really a big factor here, you've got the quarterback, you've got talent on this roster, you've got the New York market.
Mm-hmm.
I would think that Mike would look at that and say, absolutely. So I don't know how everyone else took it, but when I finally sat down and read that Schefter report, I laughed and said, okay, he's setting up the trade.
Mm, yeah.
That's what that whole story was.
Oh, he's setting up to get calls about
a trade. Yes, calls about a trade. That's a part of the process, yes.
Speaking of trades, I'm going to say something into a microphone. You don't have to respond, but I need to say it into a microphone because Evan's nuts, and when I say it in office in a couple weeks, he's going to come on the air and claim it's his idea. You ready?
I would never do that.
Yeah, well, you've said before, then say it on air. The Giants get the first overall pick. They go to the Vikings and offer them the first overall pick since McCarthy stinks, but we get Kevin O'Connell and Justin Jefferson.
There's no way Minnesota's giving up Justin Jefferson.
What are you, nuts over there?
Now he's taking my stuff because I've said that on the radio twice. I'll provide the audio next segment. I've said it twice already.
There's no chance that they're getting rid of Justin Jefferson. No chance.
He's disgruntled. You get the coach, too?
He's disgruntled because they don't have a quarterback, which means they need to get rid of J.J. McCarthy.
I just want you to know something, Sean. I'm wearing an L today for my incorrect Edwin Diaz prediction report. The L was worn for the very first time when Sean Morash stole a caller's idea.
I'm already in the clear.
Did you steal Tommy's idea?
I didn't, and I know I'm already in the clear because he's just bringing up Jefferson. My point was O'Connell, and I knew Jefferson was... I'm throwing both in there.
All right, so you want to trade the number one overall pick and get the best wide receiver on the planet and a top head coach.
Yeah, we'll have to we'll have to float something else at 2027 third.
That seems fair. Let's get back to your calls. 888-808-1019, the number. Let's go to Elvin in Elizabeth. What's up, Elvin?
Hey, Elvin.
Hey, what's up, guys? Long time no talk.
Yo.
Listen, I couldn't agree with Evan more. Hmm. I would absolutely even trade the number one overall pick for Mike Tomlin, and I'll tell you why. This is how I'm looking at it. Let me ask you guys this. Would you trade any one of the following, Abdul Carter, Evan Neal, or Kayvon Thibodeau for Mike Tomlin?
Yes.
Those were top picks. So the picks to me, if you don't have the right people pulling the trigger, are useless. Tomlin's a proven commodity. I don't care where we end up in the draft. I would easily give up that top pick.
Well, but coaches make a difference, man. That's the one thing I think we'd all understand, even if the sticker shock on something like that alarms you.
Yeah.
Coaches make a difference. My answer, and I told you this story, I had this argument with Francesi years ago when he said, would you trade Jose Reyes for Johan? And I said, I don't have to. My pushback would be, I don't have to, right? Like, I could negotiate, especially if I know Mike Tomlin wants to coach my team. I could negotiate a 2 and a 3 the way the Sean Payton deal went down. Like, you would think I'd be able to negotiate it in a way in which I'm not giving up a top five pick. Yeah. But ultimately, a coach makes a difference.
Yeah, but Sean did it in a unique way because he stepped away from the team, right?
And he went to Fox for a year.
Yeah, he stepped away. He allowed the Saints to keep his contract. So there was no termination of relationship. It was just like, I'm stepping away. And then went to Fox and then got traded to the Broncos.
So the same thing could happen with Tomlin. If he decides, like you said, to step away for a year or two, the Steelers still own his contract. He goes to Fox or CBS, and when he's ready to coach again, the Steelers have the ability to acquire a pick or two for his services.
Yeah, and it separates the immediacy of not being in that job to being in another job.
Yeah.
Which makes it kind of hurtful sometimes for the Steelers, or for, in this case, the Saints.
Right. Let's go to Tim in Rockville Center. Hey, Tim.
What's up, guys? How are you? Thanks for taking the call today.
What's up, man? No problem. What's up?
Well, first thing, I just want to say thank you for expressing the way Jet fans feel and react every week now with apathy. Season tickets, my friends and I, there's no emotion. Every game is a preseason game. It doesn't matter what they do. I don't believe AG is going to be the answer. I hope he is. But the whole season, again, is over in September, and you go to those games. I have season tickets, like I said, and you've described it, Evan, as depressing. It is depressing. I was there for the Atlanta game. It's raining. I ranked 3 of the games I attended this year. The whole mess needs to be blown up, and I don't have the answer with Woody remaining in charge, but the Jets are at a point where it's never been this low. It's never been. The call up, where's Ira? Does anybody even care anymore?
I think you completely nailed it, and that's what is so weird.
Right, and Tim, what he's saying is usually when you get a new head coach, there's just an energy that comes with the new head coach. And it's not about winning, per se. It's just about a new, different energy.
Right.
Think about the Dan Campbell, and he's the obvious one because we're familiar with him here in New York. But when he went to Detroit, they stunk for 2 years. But you still felt energized by him. Like, oh, man, this feels like something's going to change. That historical doldrum that they've been in, it feels like it's changing. You can't say that about the Jets.
Well, I'll tell you, I think there's a combination of factors that have led to this ultimate depression. Now, he mentioned Iron Staten Allen. I saw Iron Staten Allen last night or yesterday afternoon at the Jet game. I sat like 2 rows from him.
Love it.
And, yeah, he seemed down and depressed about the Jets. So I think it's well said. I think what's adding is not just the obvious, 15 consecutive years without the playoffs. That's obvious. And so many years without a 500 season. The obvious. You know what I think adds to it?
What's that?
A year and a half ago, we thought this team could go to an AFC championship game. Hmm. A year and a half ago, we thought Aaron Rodgers could lead this talented roster to a championship. Like, not that I predicted it, not that you predicted it, but it was disgust. It was like, oh, the Jets, they should be a playoff team. They should do this.
It's on the table.
It's on the table. And to go from that level of hope to this, it's like, it's very similar to what happened to the Nets where you go from, wow, we can win a championship, we have all these superstars, to, oh my God, they're tanking for picks. Like, it's
the Nets still in the league.
It's such an extreme that the Jets have now gone through that I think it makes it more depressing. And look, Woody Johnson's not oblivious. There was a sell the team chant. The building was completely empty. Mm-hmm. What is he going to do about it? The answer is probably not.
There's not much he can do
Keep
about
his fingers crossed that things are going to change. And hopefully, like the New York Knicks, they change.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.